Praise be to God.
所有的赞美都归给上帝。
Today, last week we had six sisters going to the waters of baptism.
上个礼拜天，我们有六个姐妹接受了洗礼。
And through them, we want to remind ourselves.
透过她们，想要来提醒我们自己。
What it means to be a disciple of our Lord Jesus.
作为主耶稣的门徒，到底是什么意义呢？
Please turn with me to the book of Proverbs.
请大家翻开箴言。
Today we are having a biology lesson.
我们今天会来上一堂生物课。
Proverbs chapter 30. I'll read to you verses 24 to 28.
箴言30章24到28节。
Four things on earth are small, yet they are extremely wise. Ants are creatures of little strength, yet they store up the food in the summer.Conies are creatures of little power, yet they make their home in the crags. Locusts have no king, yet they advance in ranks. A lizard can be caught with the hand, yet it is found in kings' palaces.
地上有四种动物，身体虽小却极其聪明。蚂蚁力量虽小，却在夏天储备粮食。拾獾虽不强壮，却在岩石中筑巢穴。蝗虫虽无君王，却整齐地列队前进；壁虎虽易捕捉，却居住在王宫大内。
Let us be reminded what these animals look like. Angus, thanks.
让我们来想一想，这些动物都看上去长的是什么
？First one, nice, handsome one.
第一个，帅。
Ants.
蚂蚁。
You always see them.Always following the line of the guy in front of them.
他们总是以一排一队的形式往前爬。
Next one. Conies or rock badgers.
它叫沙帆或者叫石獾。
Next one. Oh, this is like a cloud.
哇，就像遮住了整片天。
They have a locust plague in Pakistan.
在巴基斯坦有这些蝗虫
and across several nations in Africa right now.
在现在的非洲的几个国家正在经历了蝗虫的灾
and see the handsome guy up there?
看到那个了蝗虫
and the fourth one?
第四个
Now you may notice it's down there.
大家看到这是在最下边
What's the one up there?
在上边的图画是什么呢
World famous Taj Mahal.
就是很出名的王宫
The other one?
还有另一个
I think Kazuko will tell us what that one is.
Kazuko 会告诉我们这个叫什么
That's the Imperial Palace in Kyoto.
这是在京都的一个王宫
Thank you, Angus. So we're going to talk about these four little creatures.
所以我们今天讲的是这四种小动物
What do these four little creatures represent?
这四种小动物都代表了什么
They are small.
他们身体很小。
One thing we notice, they are small.
有一件事情是我们知道的，就是他们身体很小。
But just because they are small does not mean that they are useless.
但是虽然他们身形很小，但是不代表他们就是没有用处的。
Just because we are a small congregation does not mean that God cannot use us.
就如我们的会众是小的，不代表着上帝就不能使用我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Everyone is important.
每一个人都非常重要。
Don't say I'm small.
不要说我很渺小。
I can't do much.
我什么都做不了。
You know, with God within you,
如果上帝在你里面的话
you can be great.
你可以是伟大的
Amen. Don't see I'm small.
不要说我很渺小
Look unto your God.
要看向你的上帝
Your God is great.
你的上帝是强而有力
Our God is great.
我们的上帝是伟大的
Amen.
Amen.
So these little creatures, they are small, but they are wise.
但是你看到这些动物，它们身形虽小，但是它们极其聪明。
The Bible doesn't say that we should be like an ant.
圣经上没有说我们要像蚂蚁一样。
Or a rock badger.
或者是像这个石獾一样。
Or a locust.
又或者是像这个蝗虫一样。
Or a lizard.
又或者是壁虎。
The Bible is telling us what we can be when we learn the lessons from Scripture.
圣经告诉我们的就是，当我们从圣经那里学习了，我们就可以成为上帝说我们成为的。
We may be small and insignificant.
我们或许很渺小，没有重大的意义。
But with the word of God inside us.
但是 如果我们里面有上帝的话语，
we can do great things for God.
我们就可以为上帝做伟大的工。
So here it says, there's four things that are small but wise.
所以这里说，这世上有四种动物，身体虽小却极其聪明。
First thing to remind ourselves.
第一件让我们提醒自己的就是
Do not despise the day of small beginnings.
不要藐视小的开始的。
Amen. Don't say, oh, what a little thing.
不要说，哎呀，就这么个小事。
Yeah, Lord, I want to pray for a cough and cold. I don't want to pray for little things like cough and cold.
主啊，我不想为这些小事、小感冒祷告。
I want to pray for the blind and let them come up and be able to see.
我想要为那个大的事、那些瞎眼的人祷告，可以使得他们来看见。
Before you take on the big challenges,
在你面对巨大的挑战之前
，learn to tackle the little challenges.
要来首先来尝试着来应用在这个小的挑战上。
Do not despise the day of small beginnings.
不要藐视。小的开始。
You may be in a life group that's only three or four.
你或许在的生命小组只有三四个人。
But God can use you to multiply your group.
但是上帝可以使用你来增加你小组的人数。
When you have the wisdom that enables you to do so.
当你有上帝的智慧，就可以使得你去做到。
The emphasis is not on the smallness.
这个重点不在于他们的渺小。
The emphasis is on being wise.
这个重点在于他们都有智慧。
Who are the people who are wise?
谁是那些有智慧的人呢？
Those who know God.
就是那些认识上帝的人。
Who are the people who know God?
谁是那些认识上帝的人呢？
Those who fear God.
就是敬畏上帝的人。
If you fear God,
如果你敬畏上帝的话，
it's the beginning of wisdom.
这就是智慧的开端。
Is that right?
对吗？
Turn to Proverbs 9 verse 10.
请大家翻开箴言第九章第十节。
Today we hang around book of Proverbs today.
我们今天会看很多箴言里的经文。
Proverbs 9 verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom."
箴言九章第十节，智慧始于敬畏耶和华。
And knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
认识至圣者便是明智。
Once you know God.
一旦你认识，你知道了上帝，
and put your faith in him,
并且把你的信心放在他身上，
you will have peace.
那么你就有平安。
When we understand that God is in control,
当我们明白上帝在掌权，
we will have peace.
我们就有平安。
I don't have to work out what is happening here, what is happening there.
我们不需要去完全了解这到底是什么事，那到底是发生了什么事。
Today's message is about being wise.
今天的正道是关于要成为有智
慧的人。The wise person fears God.
有智慧的人，他们敬畏耶和华。
And because that person fears God, that person humbles himself or herself before God.
那个敬畏上帝的人，他就可以在上帝面前谦卑自己。
And as we say, God, you are God, and I'm just an ordinary human being.
我们说，上帝，你是神，我只是个普通人。
In our humility, we begin to recognize His majesty, His worth.
在我们意识到我们的渺小，我们的谦卑当中，我们可以看到他的伟大。
Then through his eyes and through his words, we begin to understand the world around us.
透过他的双眼，透过他的话语，我们可以开始了解我们身边发生的事。
We become wise.
我们就可以成为有智慧的人。
Not in our own eyes.
不是在我们的眼中是有智慧的。
We are wise in God's eyes.
我们是在上帝的眼中是有智慧的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let's come back to this thing about the small little things that are wise.
所以我们再回到这关于这四个动物极其聪明的。
It begins by talking about ants.
刚开始第一个讲的就是蚂蚁。
I don't know about you.
我不知道你怎么想。
When I see an ant,
当我看到小蚂蚁
creeping in the house,
在这个家里的爬，
either you get something, pss, pss, pss,
你要不然就是拿个杀虫剂去喷
了。Or you don't smell,
你不想闻到这个杀虫剂，你就一脚给它踩死。
And no matter how many times you kill them,
不论你杀了多少只蚂蚁，
somehow you see them running around and crawling up and down.
你还是能看到会有其他的蚂蚁在你的房子里。
So we know that the ants are weak.
我们都知道蚂蚁它没有什么力量。
They are vulnerable.
它们是很容易受伤的。
Yet God says, look at the ants.
但是上帝却说，你看着这些蚂蚁。
Learn a lesson from them.
从他们那里来学习。
What lesson can we learn from these little ants?
我们从这些蚂蚁上可以学到什么呢？
Listen to what the Bible says.
请聆听圣经说的话。
The Bible says, ants are creatures of little strength.
圣经上说，蚂蚁力量虽小。
Not much strength, right? Just off they go.
它没有什么力量。
But God praises them for one thing.
但是他们，上帝却赞美他们一件事。
They store up their food in the summer.
他们在夏天储备粮食。
They might be little.
或许他们很小。
They might be dismissed and looked upon and despised.
他们或许被瞧见，被看见了之后就被藐视。
But they have one thing that we can learn from.
但是他们有一件是我们可以学习的。
They know their purpose in life.
他们知道他们生命里的目的是什么。
Brothers and sisters in Christ.
在基督里的弟兄姐妹们。
You who call yourself Christians.
你们称自己为基督徒的人。
You are in a family of God.
你们在上帝的家里的人。
You have just held the bread and cup.
你刚刚吃了饼和杯。
You declare that you are the visible body of the invisible Christ.
你们来宣告了，你是那看不见上帝看得见，在这世上看得见的代表。
Ask yourself,
问问你自己,
what is my purpose in life?
我生命里的目的是什么?
Unless we know our purpose,
除非我们知道我们生命的意义,
we do not know the meaning of life.
要不然的话, 我们就不知道我们的目标是什
么。 Unless we know our purpose in God,
除非我们知道我们在上帝里的目的,
we will not be able to interpret the circumstances and storms that come our way.
不然的话，我们就不能去理解、去解释出在我们生命当中发生的事。
These ants, they were wise.
这些蚂蚁，他们很聪明。
Because they knew their purpose in life.
因为他们知道他们生命里的目的是什么。
So brothers and sisters who were baptized last week.
所以那些姐妹们上个礼拜刚刚受洗的。
Set your heart on knowing God's purpose for your life.
把你的心定在知道上帝的目的上。
The Bible says,
圣经上说,
You are God's creation in Christ Jesus.
你是在基督耶稣里上帝的创造。
For the good works that God had planned and prepared for you to do.
你是上帝的杰作，去做那些上帝为你计划好的事。
What are good works?
什么样好的事呢?
Good works that help people come to know who God is.
这个好事就是来帮助其他人可以来认识上帝。
Not just doing works of charity.
不是做那些慈善的工作。
The Buddhists also do works of charity.
那些佛教徒他们也是做很多慈善的工作。
One of the five pillars of Islam is giving charity, doing works of charity.
那些伊斯兰教的人他们也做慈善的工作。
So if you just go and give charity and just go and volunteer at salvos, you are no better than the Buddhist or the Muslim.
我们只是去做那些志愿者，去做那些慈善的工，和那些其他的佛教徒或者伊斯兰教徒没有任何的区别。
Good works are works that help people to come to know God.
好的事情就是帮助人们来认识上帝。
Why?
为什么？
Why?
为什么?
Because only God is good.
因为唯有上帝是美好的。
Amen?
Amen?
That's what the Bible says.
这就是圣经上说的。
And so these ants,
所以这些蚂蚁,
they have a clear focus.
他们有个清楚的目标。
Even if you push them to one side,
即使你给他们推到另一边,
somehow or other they were able to find their way home and carry the big load on top of their head.
但是不管怎么样, 但是之后呢, 他们还是会拿抓着他们的食物来举着他们的食物回到他们的住处。
Have you ever seen a little ant?
你有没有看到一只小蚂蚁
？Tiny little thing.
非常小。
And it carries on top of his head.
但是举在他们的头上。
One dead spider.
是一个死的那些蜘蛛啊。
The spider is bigger than the guy a few times.
那个蜘蛛比这个蚂蚁更加大好几倍。
It doesn't give up. It just keeps on going.
但是他却不放弃。
You push the guy to one side.
你给他推到一边去。
The guy come back and go back to.
他就转了弯，他还是回到那条路上。
It knows its focus.
他知道他的集中力在哪里。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
as the people of God,
作为上帝的子民，
as the Lord's church,
作为上帝的教会，
we should keep our focus.
我们应该 集中我们的集中力。
Know our purpose in life.
知道我们生命的目标是什
么。How will people know Jesus Christ?
人们怎么样来认识耶稣基督呢
？Through you and I.
只有透过你和我。
We are His witnesses.
我们是他的见证人。
Amen.
Amen.
Know our purpose.
知道。我们的目的是什么？
Our Lord Jesus looked at his disciples.
我们的主耶稣看着他的门徒们。
And he said,
他说，
You are the light of the world.
你是世界的光。
What do you say?
你说什么？
Amen.
Amen.
Right? So let the light of Jesus shine out of you.
让主耶稣基督的光从你里面照亮出去。
He said to his disciples,
他对他的门徒们说，
You are the salt of the earth.
你是这世上的盐。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思？
God use you, will use you.
就是上帝将会使用你。
To preserve and save lives.
来去保留那些生命。
This is the purpose of his people.
这就是他子民的目的。
It's a high calling.
这是一个至高的呼召。
It's a calling to greatness.
这是呼召我们进入到伟大当中。
So don't say I am a small little guy.
所以不要说我只是一个小人物。
I don't know very much.
我什么我不是很了解其
很多事。I can't do much.
我不能做很多事。
What do you say to that?
你要对这样的人说什么
？Devil，
你说魔鬼
？Those are lies，
这些都是谎言。
I reject it，
我来拒绝他。
In God，
在上帝里面
，I have all I need，
我有我所需要的一切。
As I obey，
当我顺从的时候
，He will show the way，
他将会为我展示道路。
Amen，
Amen。
As you obey，
当你顺从的时候
，God will show the way，
上帝将会为你展示这条路。
NLCC， let's know our purpose。
新生命基督教会让我们知道我们生命的目标让我们的心都连接在一起
Build up the family of God.
让我们一起来建立上帝的家
Love one another.
让我们彼此相爱
There is power in love.
在上帝的爱中有大能
There is power in love.
在爱里有大能
God so loved.
上帝爱人
That he gave.
所以他给了
He gave the answer to every problem.
他给出了我们所有难题的答案
So know our purpose.
所以知道我们的目标
Be his witnesses.
来成为他的见证人。
He said, "You are my witnesses."
他说你是我的见证人。
Maybe say yes, Lord.
愿我们都说是的，主。
When we leave this place today,
当我们今天离开这个地方的时候
，we are reminded of our purpose.
我们都来提醒着我们生命的目标是什么。
And we shall rise up into our calling.
我们应该来兴起，进入到我们的呼召里。
If the ants can do it,
如果蚂蚁就都能做得到
，we can do it.
那么我们也能做得到
，right?
对吗？
Next one.
下一个
Then it says, 26. Conies are creatures of little power, yet they make their home in the crags.
二十六节，石獾虽不强壮，却在岩石中筑巢穴。
Well, those little conies, they look very cute.
这个石獾，他们看上去很可爱。
But then they are easily eaten by the other bigger animals.
但是他们很容易被比他们大的那些动物吃掉。
But somehow they survive.
但是不知道怎么回事，他们却存留了下来。
How did they survive?
他们怎么样可以逃离这些别人的，这些抓呢
？In being able to survive, God says these guys are wise.
他们能够存活，上帝说他们很聪明。
Learn from them.
要从他向他们学习。
Oh, this guy is looking at you.
这个石獾正看着你们。
What do they tell you?
这讲了什么？
They may be soft.
他们或许很柔软。
And vulnerable.
是很容易受伤害的。
What is behind them?
但是在他们后边的是
什么？ What is around them?
在他们周围的是什么？
They find shelter and safety in the rocks.
他们在这些岩石缝当中找到了安息，有安全的地方。
They are wise in seeking protection for themselves.
他们很聪明，因为他们找到了可以躲藏的地方。
The ants knew their purpose.
那些蚂蚁知道他们的目的。
The conies, they knew their need.
这些石獾，他们知道他们的需求。
They need to be protected.
他们需要被保护。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
In this earth.
在这个世上。
Do we need protection?
我们需要保护吗？
Have you seen people on TV wearing a mask?
你看到在电视上人们都戴着口罩吗？
What are they telling you?
他们在说的是什么？
They need protection.
他们需要被保护。
Right?
对吗？
How many of them wear masks and still fall sick?
有多少人他们戴着口罩但是还是生病呢？
We need an even greater protection when we face an unseen enemy.
当我们面对着看不见的敌人的时候，我们需要上帝的保护。
He may be unseen.
他或许我们的敌人是看不见的。
But his name is known.
但是他的名字是知道的。
His name?
他的名字。
Satan or devil.
就是撒旦或者是魔鬼。
We need protection.
我们都需要被保护。
Who can protect us?
谁能来保护我们呢？
If you think the coronavirus is deadly, the devil is even more deadly.
如果你觉得这个冠状肺炎是可以致命的话，那么魔鬼的攻击是更加致命的。
The devil, that virus can send us into the grave.
这个病毒可以把我们送到那个坟墓里。
But the devil sends us into hell.
但是魔鬼却把我们送进地狱里。
You can't escape from hell, right?
你不能从地狱里逃出去。
To the Chinese people, the 18 levels of hell.
在中国人，你说地狱有十八层。
How do you escape?
你怎么可以逃出去
？One hell is bad enough.
一层已经足够了。
We need protection from the devil.
我们需要来保护，我们需要保护，可以来抵挡魔鬼。
How?
怎么样呢
？Be wise.
就是要有智慧。
Bring yourselves into the protection that's made available.
把你自己带到那个展示给你是可得的保护当中。
Just like these little rock badges.
就像这些石环一样。
They might be weak.
他们或许很软弱。
They may have little power.
他们或许是没有太大
的能力。But they use their thinking, their brains.
但是他们却很聪明。
And they bring themselves into the rocks and into the safe places.
他们就进入到这个石缝中间是安全的地方。
Where the enemy cannot get to them.
就是他们的敌人不能进来杀掉他们的。
Where is the one place that we can go to where the enemy cannot get to us?
我们可以去到的地方是那个魔鬼进不来的、攻击不了的地方是什么呢？
Where?
是哪儿呢？
The blood of Jesus.
就是主耶稣的宝
血。That's why the sisters got baptized last Sunday.
这就是为什么上个礼拜天我们有姐妹接受了洗礼。
They confessed their faith in Jesus Christ.
他们承认他们的信心是在耶稣基督上。
They declared that when they plunged themselves into the flood of the blood.
他们说他们知道当他们进入到了主耶稣的宝血里。
They are washed whiter than snow.
他们的罪就洁净了比白雪还要洁白。
No devil can have a hold on them.
没有任何的魔鬼可以紧紧地抓住他们。
Because of what Jesus Christ has done for them.
因为主耶稣为他们所做的一切。
This is the good news.
这就是好消息。
So those of you who know the power of the blood.
所以所有知道主耶稣宝血有大能的人。
Stay in the power of the blood.
让我们一直留在宝血的大能当中。
Be in Christ.
要在基督里。
Remember Ephesians chapter 4.
要记得以弗所书第四章。
Put on Christ.
我们要穿着基督。
Amen.
Amen.
Why?
为什么？
Because when we put on Christ.
因为当我们穿上基督的时候。
We are made to be like God.
我们被造是像上帝一样。
In true righteousness and holiness.
在真正的公义真正的公义和圣洁里。
Yeah. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 24.
以弗所书第四章二十四节。
How do we put on Christ?
我们怎么样可以穿上基督呢？
Verse 23.
就是二十三节说。
Change the way you think.
来改变你的思考方式。
Be wise.
要成为有智慧的人。
Come under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
要来到主耶稣基督的宝血之下。
This is what those little conies did.
这就是这些石环所做的。
They may be weak.
他们或许很弱。
But they associate themselves with the strong.
但是他们和那个非常强壮的联合在一起。
Against the devil, we are powerless.
对抗魔鬼的话，我们是无能为力的。
But in Christ, we have the victory.
但是在基督里，我们有胜利。
So any wise person will say, "Oh, that sounds like good news. I'm going to jump into the Lord Jesus."
所有有智慧的人都会说，这是非常好的，我要和主耶稣基督在一起。
Does that make sense to you?
大家都明白吗？
So then, the Bible says to us.
圣经对我们说。
In 1 John chapter 4 verse 4.
在约翰一书第四章第四节。
When we believe in Jesus Christ,
当我们相信主耶稣基督
，The Spirit of Christ comes to us.
基督的灵在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit
就是圣灵。
And the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4 verse 4.
圣经上在使徒在约翰一书一章四章四节里说。
So let's say it together.
让我们一起说。
Point at our hearts.
来指着我们的心。
The one who is in me,
在我里面的
is greater.
比那世界上的
than the one who's out there in the world
更大
right God in me
上帝在我里面
is greater than the devil
他比魔鬼更伟大
in Christ
在基督里
we have the protection
我们有保守
He is the rock of our salvation
他是我们拯救的磐石
just as the rocks were the shelter for the conies
正如这个石缝给了石昏这个保护
our Lord Jesus is the rock of our salvation
我们的主耶稣他是我们拯救的磐石
He is the strong tower
他是我们的高墙
And in him we are safe
在他里面我们是得救的
So as the psalmist says
正如诗人说
In Psalm 40
在诗篇四十篇
If you have the Bible Turn with me to Psalm 40 verse 2
请大家翻开诗篇四十篇第二节
Please read in Chinese
他把我从绝望的深渊拉出来救我脱离泥泞沼泽把我安置在磐石上使我步履稳健
Psalm 40 verse 2 He lifted me out of the slimy pit out of the mud and mire He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand on This is the God that we're talking about
这就是我们所讲的上帝
Out of the mud
在这个泥泞里
out of the slippery place
在这个很滑的地方
and upon a firm foundation
他给我们建造的是坚固的地基
we can stand today and tomorrow
就是我们今天以至于明天都可以站立的地方
and forever
以及永远可以站立的
in Christ we have eternal life
在基督里我们有永生
and the third animal
第三个动物
The locusts have no king, yet they advance together in ranks.
蝗虫虽无君王，却整齐地列队前进。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思啊？
Now, those of you who have been watching the news on TV,
所有大家看新闻的人
you see these little things?
你看这小的东西
There's so many of them,
有很多只
that when they fly,
当他们飞的时候
they can darken the sky.
他们可以遮住一片天。
They may be small little things.
他们或许是很小的。
But they're able to make a powerful impact.
但是他们可以做到这么大的影响。
Where does their influence and impact come from?
他们做这么大的影响，从哪儿来的力量啊？
Because they come together.
因为他们在一起。
They don't come one by one.
他们不是一只一只的飞。
One by one to be in trouble.
当他们一只一只的飞，他们就有危险
了。Ricky comes catch the one.
Ricky 就来抓住他们一只。
Salt and pepper locusts.
就把上面撒个盐，撒胡椒粉。
But when they come one whole flood.
但是当他们一大群来的时候
，They have a powerful impact.
他们就有很大的力能力。
In the same way.
同样的。
When we come together.
当我们相聚在一起的时候。
When we come together and form and be of one heart and of one mind.
当我们相聚在一起，同心同意的前行的时候。
We don't need a king to rule over us.
我们不需要一个王在我们生命来当中来掌
权。When we come together and submit to the one God.
当我们来顺从一位。上帝的时候
one heart and one mind
我们的同心同意
we share life together
我们分享生命
we do things together
我们一起做事情
God says lift up my name
上帝说来高举我的名
together we say yes Lord we lift up your name
你就说是的主我们一起高举你的名
God says be my witness
上帝说成为我的见证人
so we say yes Lord we're going to have a big Easter Alive program
我们就说是的，主耶稣，我们今年会有个很大的复活节。
Last year we had 300.
去年我们有300人参加。
Lord, we're going to have 600 this year.
主啊，今年我们将会带来600人。
Can we do it?
我们能做到吗
？One bring one.
一个人带一个人过来。
300 becomes 600.
300人就变成了600人。
When we join our hearts together.
当我们的心连接在一起的时候。
Join our hands together.
我们的手也拉在一起的时候。
One purpose.
一个目标。
Knowing the one protection,
知道一个保守
we participate life together.
我们 一起参与着生命。
We share life together.
我们一起分享生命。
The locusts have no king.
这个蝗虫没有君王。
But they learn to fly together.
但是他们却学会了一起飞。
They learn to live together.
他们学会了一起生活。
And though they may small, be small little things.
他们或许看上去很小。
To some people, salt and pepper locusts.
对于一些人来说，就直接给他吃掉了。
But together, they make an impact in their world.
但是他们所到之处一片狼藉。
Now we are not. I'm not asking you to fly as a locust.
我们不是要求大家都像这个蝗虫一样飞翔。
But we are to learn from them.
但是我们要向他们学习。
How to be together?
怎么样团结在一起
？To work together.
来一起做工。
To make an influence and an impact in our world.
是在我们的世界上来做出很大的影响力。
Why is it that the Christian church has little impact?
为什么基督徒的教会有很小的影响力呢
？Because we are not able to work together in unity.
因为我们不能团结一致的一起工作。
But we don't have to talk about other people.
但是我们不需要去讲别人。
Just amongst ourselves.
只是在我们的教会里面。
Every one of us is bigger than the locust.
我们每个人都比蝗虫大。
And you have a great and awesome God.
我们有一位了不起伟大的上帝。
Together, we can be used by God.
我们一起可以被上帝使用。
To exert a powerful influence in this city.
来可以在这个城市里来行出大的影响力。
It's up to us.
这是取决于我们。
Whether we want to do it this way or not.
取决于我们到底想不想这样做。
Know God's purpose.
知道上帝的目的。
Assured of God's protection.
来有保。保障，我们有上帝保守的保障。
We enter into the participation to be a witness for Christ.
我们就进入到了这个参与，成为上帝的见证人中。
When we come together,
当我们相聚在一起的时候
，we are talking about the Bible talks of koinonia.
像圣经上讲的就是 koinonia.
Koinonia means fellowship.
它的意思就是团契。
Some churches call this fellowship that fellowship.
有些教会称这样的团契，那样的团契。
But in the Bible, what does fellowship mean?
但是在圣经里，团契是什么意思呢
？Coming together to share something in common.
就是相聚在一起来分享那个共有的。
What do we share in common?
那个共同的是什么呢
？Turn to the person next to you. Tell me the answer.
告诉我这个答案。
Yes, answer is right. Faith in Jesus Christ.
就是在耶稣基督里的信心。
Right? We share faith in Jesus Christ.
我们分享在耶稣基督里的信心。
And therefore, we learn to do things together.
所以我们就学习来一起做工。
Oh, those guys, they one day can go to the prayer meeting.
啊，那些人他们可以，他们想去祷告会。
I'm not into such things.
我才不要去参加呢。
No, if everyone is going to prayer meeting, wow.Fire from heaven will fall on us.
不是的，如果大家去了祷告会，那么我们也要去，因为这样团结在一起，就有上帝的火焰从天降下。
Is that right?
对吗
？But the common attitude is.
但是看得到的那些大家共有的一个态度。
Those guys go in the middle of week doesn't do anything for me.
啊，这些人去，这是一周当中的第中间的那一天。
We only think of what I want, what I like.
我们生活的方式是我想做什么我就做什么。
Whereas if you think of what God wants,
但是如果我们想着上帝想要什么
He wants us to share life in Jesus.
上帝想要我们在基督里分享生命。
Koinonia is a participation.
Koinonia 就是我们一起参与。
If you don't participate, you don't get a share of it.
如果你不参与，那么你就不能来分享。
So learn the lesson of the locusts.
所以向蝗虫们学习。
When they come together,
当他们一起的时候
，they can exert a powerful influence.
他们可以做出一个巨大的影响力。
When we come together,
当我们相聚在一起的时候
，we can exert a powerful influence for God in this city.
我们可以在这个城市为上帝做出巨大的影响力。
Amen.
Amen.
Why do we need to do so?
我们为什么要这样做？
Because without Jesus, they have no life.
因为如果没有耶稣的话，就没有生命。
We never know when life will come to an end.
我们都不知道生命什么时候就到了尽头了。
And once they're gone, they're gone.
一旦死了，那就什么都没有了。
They need Jesus.
他们都需要耶稣。
God says so.
上帝这样说了。
And therefore, we have to believe it.
所以我们就要相信他。
So come together.
所以相聚在一起。
Share life together.
来一起分享生命。
Be a part of God's family.
来作为上帝家人的一部分。
We may be small.
我们或许很渺小。
But together we can make an impact for the kingdom.
但是我们一起的话，将可以为上帝的国做出巨大的影响力。
Amen.
Amen.
And now what about the fourth one?
那么第四种是什么呢？
When I look at lizards, I always retreat and go backwards a bit.
当我看这个蜥蜴或者这壁虎的时候，我都很害怕，往后退。
They're not very exactly. They're not very handsome guys.
他们看上去不好看。
I know some people like to play with the lizards.
但是有些人却愿意玩他们。
But they give me the creeps.
但是，我很。
But God says they are wise.
但是上帝却说他们很聪明。
Let's learn why.
让我们来学习为什么。
Bible says,
圣经上说第二十八节。
A lizard can be caught with the hand.
壁虎易虽易捕捉。
What does that say to you?
这是说对你来说是什么意思呢？
It says they are vulnerable.
说的就是他们是很容易受伤的。
They are weak.
他们很软弱。
Even though they are vulnerable.
即使他们很容易抓住。
Yet.
但是。
There's something we can learn from them.
我们还是可以从他们那里学习。
They are able to go into the places that many other people can't get into.
他们可以去到很多人都进不去的地方。
They can enter into the king's palaces.
他们可以进入到王宫里面。
They can enter into the presence of the king.
他们可以进入到那个国王的面前。
You and I is forbidden palace.
对于你和我们，我来说，我们都进不去。
Yet these guys can get in.
但是这些。动物他们却可以进得去。
How?
怎么进得去呢？
They have this ability to get into the places that the ordinary people can't get into.
他们有这个能力，是我们这些普通人进不去的地方，他们却可以进得去。
So the Bible says.
所以圣经上说。
A lizard can be caught with the hand.
壁虎虽易捕捉。
Yet, it is found in king's palaces.
但是却居住在王宫大内。
They are able to be in the king's palaces not because they are bigger than the ant.
他们能够在王宫里面，不是因为他们比那个蚂蚁大。
They are vulnerable.
他们也是很容易受伤的。
But God has given them the ability and the wisdom to go to places that other people can't get to.
但是上帝却给了他们这个聪明，使得可以他们可以进去到那些。普通人是进不去的地方。
You and I can only stand on the floor.
你和我只能站在这地上。
These guys can hang upside down.
他们可以背朝天，可以趴在那边。
It speaks about an ability to do things that ordinary things can't do.
这讲的是他们的能力，他们能做到我们普通人做不到的事。
When we have God,
当我们有上帝的时候，
and when we have the wisdom of God,
当我们有上帝的智慧的时候，
we can do what others cannot do.
我们可以去做其他人做不到的事。
Amen.
Amen.
We can do what God says we can do.
我们可以做到上帝说我们能做到的事。
Don't say we can't.
不要说我们不能。
Say we are able.
说我们能。
Because our God is able.
因为我们的上帝能够做到。
A lot of people they hear the message.
很多人都听了讯息。
Oh yeah, sounds alright.
听了正道又说，哎，听起来很好听。
But there's no stirring in the heart.
但是在他们的心里头没有一个。
Yes, Lord.
没有一个火热。
I agree with you, Lord.
他们却不愿意说。
I want to be a part of it, Lord.
他们可以说，是的，主，我想要参与到当中。
Is that true?
对吗？
That's why you find that after sermons, the people ask, "What did the pastor preach on?"
所以有很多人在这一个正道听完了之后，他们都在问。今天牧师讲了什么？
I don't know, I was talking about some animals.
啊，他讲的就是一些动物。
God is speaking to you.
上帝对你说话。
Are you willing to come under His word?
你愿意来到他的话语之下吗？
Be wise in God's eyes.
在上帝的眼中是有智慧的人。
Because the Bible says.
因为圣经上说。
Who is the wise person?
谁是有智慧的人呢？
How would you recognize the wise person?
你怎么可以看得出分得清这个有智慧的
人呢？ Not because they say I'm wise.
而不是这个人说我很有智慧。
What's the answer? How do you know a person is wise?
这个答案是什么？你怎么知道这个人有没有智慧？
Proverbs 11 verse 30.
箴言十一章三十节。
He who wins souls.
有智慧的人
is wise.
必能得人。
When we are Joining God's purpose in winning souls.
当我们和上帝连接在一起，行出他的目的的时候，
we are wise.
我们就是有智慧的人。
When we go out to win souls.
当我们出去去赢得灵魂的时候，
when we are serving God,
当我们来侍奉上帝的时候，
that's when we enjoy the power of God.
这就是我们享受上帝大能的时
候。 Our Lord Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth is given to me."
我们的主耶稣说，天上地下所有的权柄都交给了我。
He says, "Go."
他说，你去。
As you go,
当你去的时候，
I will go with you.
我将与你一起去。
If you are not going,
如果你不出去，
you won't know that he is with you.
那么你就不会知道他与
你
同在。
Is that right? Matthew 28 verse 20.
马太福音二十八章二十节。
You go?
他说你去。
And then, lo, I will be with you.
他说记住我必与你们同在。
And so,The lizard goes into the palaces of the king.
所以这个壁虎它就进入到那个国王所在的王宫里。
The lizard is able to penetrate into places that others think is not possible.
这个壁虎它可以渗透到别人意想不到的地方。
They have the ability to go to places that others cannot go.
他们有这个能力可以去到别人就像我们正常人进不去的地方。
You and I.
你和我
with God in us,
我们有上帝在我们里面
with the strategies that God has given us,
以来自上帝的策略
with the wisdom of God,
有上帝的智慧
we can penetrate the darkness,
我们就可以渗透到这个黑暗里
and rescue the dying people out of darkness,
把这在黑暗里的人们给他们拯救出来
and bring them into the glory of God's light,
把他们带进了上帝光的荣耀里
is that true?
对吗?
Is that true?
对吗?
Can we do that?
我们能做到吗?
Does the Bible say that?
圣经怎么说的呢?
Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
请大家翻开彼得前书第二章第九节。
Will you please read Chinese first?
但你们是蒙拣选的族类，是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是上帝的子民，因此你们可以宣扬上帝的美德。
Verse 9 and verse 10, let me read to you. Verse 9 says, But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light. Now verse 10, Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you have not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
他曾呼召你们离开黑暗，进入他奇妙的光明。从前你们不是上帝的子民，现在却做了他的子民。从前你们未蒙怜悯，现在却蒙了怜悯。
We were called out of darkness.
我们被呼召出了黑暗。
And we've been given the power of God.
我们被赐予上帝的大能。
To penetrate the darkness.
来渗透进入黑暗里。
And just as others used by God brought us out of darkness.
正如其他人被上帝使用，把我们从黑暗带出来。
So God now uses us.
所以现在上帝使用我们。
To bring others out of darkness.
去把其他人从黑暗中带出来。
Into His light.
进入到他的光里。
We've been saved for a purpose.
我们得救是为了个目的。
If you have not understood the purpose.
如果你还不明白这个目的是什么
Say, Lord Jesus, today I understand.
你说主耶稣今天我明白了
I know my purpose.
我知道我的目的是什么
And I have the ability.
我也有这个能力
I have the wisdom.
我有智慧
I have God's strategy.
我有上帝的策略
Together with God's people.
我和其他上帝的子民一起
To penetrate into the kingdom of darkness.
可以进入到渗入到黑暗里面
and bring the light of God in.
把上帝的光带进去
We advance the gospel of the kingdom.
我们就拓展上帝的福音
Amen.
Amen.
And so, let's turn to Proverbs 11, verse 30.
让我们翻开箴言十一章三十节
Let's finish the sermon with a reminder of what it says to us here.
让我们在这里被提醒箴言十一章三十节，一人结果如生命之树，智者深得人心。
All of us who are in Christ，
我们所有人都在基督里。
If you are in Christ, you say that's me。
如果你在基督里，你说这是我。
I'm righteous。
我是公义的。
And how would I know that I'm righteous？
我怎么知道我是义人呢
I will bear fruit.
我将会结果子。
What is that fruit?
这个果子是什么？
Another tree of life.
是另一个生命树。
Just like people will produce people.
正如人将会生出人。
Is that right?
对吗？
People don't produce dogs.
人不会生出条狗。
People produce people.
人会生出人。
Righteous produce righteous.
义人会生出义人。
That's why the second part says, "He who wins souls is wise."
这就是为什么第二部分，智者深得人心。
May we be God's wise people.
愿我们都成为上帝眼中的智者。
May we serve God's purpose.
愿我们都来侍奉上帝的目的。
May we participate in God's plan for the people.
愿我们都参与到上帝给人们的计划当中。
We know His protection and power.
我们知道他的保守，他的大能。
Let us be used by God.
让我们都被上帝使用。
To penetrate into enemy territory.
来渗透到我们敌人的地界。
And advance the gospel of the kingdom.
来拓展。上帝的国。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣，
You're our Lord and our God.
你是我们的主，你是我们的神。
And you've given us
你已经赐给了我们
the gift of life.
生命的礼物。
And the spirit of life is in us.
以及生命的灵就在我们里面。
And he was in us.
在我们里面的那位
is greater.
更伟大。
Than he was in the world.
他比这世上的那位更伟大。
And Lord, use us.
主啊，请你来使用我们。
Send us forth.
来把我们差遣出去。
To be your witnesses.
来成为你的见证人。
In your power.
在你的大能里。
For your purpose.
为了你的目的。
To bring glory to our Father who is in heaven.
来把荣耀归给我们在天上的父。
And we ask in our Lord Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.